Meditation of evil.
You are listening to the Elastic Retreat with DJ Dead to the World. This week's episode is dedicated to my favorite DJ on our wonderful station, Catfish Rivers. I can't wait until he comes back, but you all can't either. Anyways, you can only find his show on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting all around the universe at yahoo.net for 9000. So turn on, tune in, burn one, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahoo.net for schedules, playlists, archives.
Oh.
breast all red and burning. It's the noon of the leaving bread. The world is wood.
I cry.
Mine has a mind of its own. It's a dream will end if I let it. Mine has a mind of its own. On we go.
A surprise for you, but you first must wash your face and get ready. Listen carefully. Shh. I want to tell you a story about hip hop. Hello, little hip hop. What he looks like. Thump, thump, thump. Quick, quick, quack. Little hip hop started to hop. Hip hop didn't know when they would ever stop. Hip hop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. One day, Hip Hop took a deep breath, shut his eyes, and jumped. Poor Hip Hop, there he was, right in your house.
That's all natural.
I closed my eyes and jumped until thump. I didn't plan to hop into your home. Really, I didn't. One small tear came. Stop crying, Hip Hop. I'm glad you came to see me. I get lonesome with no one to make me laugh. Ho, ho, ho. And off they went. A hop, a hip, a skip, and a slide. All happy inside. flowers love him. He's always around some flowers. See the trouble a little hip hop got into. It was all because he didn't look where he hopped. And even the flowers talking to each other like people do. The sounds they make are different. Listen carefully and try to understand what they say.
The Elastic Retreat.
Have no mother or father.
No.
They left. No. They went somewhere else.
No, they
left. I don't know you. Don't touch me. Don't call me that.
absolutely quiet. Look up here. Look up here. Let me have your undivided attention. Nobody talking. Nobody moving. Absolutely nobody moving around. I put your hands down. Eyes closed. Close your eyes. Eyes closed. Come on. Right now. Come on. Nobody moving. Nobody talking.
Listening to the Elastic Retreat still. What DJ did to the world. Only on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting all around this universe. At yahoo.net port 9000. So turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahoo.net for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Hope you like the show this week. It is very weird.
As her most thrilling experience, she climbed down from the tree next day, a queen.
Thank you. never.
We're on the back of the sun. This is what you told her.
concert of soft instruments.
I can hear a collective rumbling in America.
I've lost my house. You've lost your house.
I don't suppose it matters which way we go.
This great society is going Spanish.
Look at it this way. You may fall and break your leg.
And so, one leg is shorter than the other. Can nothing more be done?
Where I'm about to go on a crossroad where I'm choosing something, and I'm wondering...
Is it your highest excitement?
I guess what I'm asking is how I would uncover my highest excitement, or how I would come closer to...
Oh, all right. Well, may I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why, thank you. Are you telling me you can't recognize the difference between something that excites you and something that doesn't?
No, I can't.
You can?
I can.
Then
yes.
Where's the difficulty?
In choosing what?
I'll ask you the question again.
There's a lot of things that...
Oh, no. I know. No offense. No judgment. I know you humans create a lot of reasons.
Right.
Create a lot of seeming things that you must consider.
Yes.
But really,
right.
You don't. You see, when you understand what excitement is, you will realize why you don't have to always look at every single little detail in order to know what to do. Now, let's talk about this on two levels primarily. The most fundamental level is this. When we talk about the idea of acting on your joy to the best of your ability, we mean at every given moment on anything. It doesn't have to be a career thing, but they're connected. So, in other words, if right now, out of all the options you have when you leave this discussion with us, out of all the options you have available to you of things you could choose to do, if you look at all the options and you realize that simply taking a walk or driving your car or calling a friend is the most exciting thing out of all the options, that's the thing to do. Just because it's the most exciting. You don't need a reason why. It's the excitement that tells you that's the next thing you need to do. And here's the other level. It's the excitement in the simple things that tells you what simple things are actually connected to the bigger things that excite you. And will actually get you there in what may seem to be a roundabout manner, but by following the excitement is actually the shortest, fastest, straightest path. So, every moment, if you simply choose the thing that excites you the most at that moment, out of all the things you have available to you, that you have the best ability to actually take action on, do it. Take action on that thing. And you can take action on that thing no further. Look around for the next most exciting thing you have the greatest ability to take action on, and do that, whatever it is. Even if it doesn't seem connected to anything else, do it, because the excitement tells you it is connected. Now, once you start doing that, once you get into that pattern, you will sensitize yourself to the idea of excitement. You'll become a better sensor for the concept of what does excite you and what doesn't, and you won't create so many things to consider before you will simply be willing to take action on your excitement. Not only because of that, not only because you become a better sensor of it, but also because you begin to understand the principle that excitement is its own self-contained kit and its own driving engine. When you act on your excitement to the best of your ability, every moment, you begin to experience synchronistically that the exciting thing you're doing actually contains all of the things you actually need to consider. And what it doesn't contain, you don't need to consider. It's a self-contained kit that always perpetuates more of the same. More excitement, and brings with it the things that actually are important for you to have to look at in that process of continuing and expanding your excitement. So what doesn't come with it isn't part of that kit and has no business taking time in your life. Does that make sense? Does this help you?
Yes.
Do you think you're actually willing to live this way?
Yes, I'm actually getting emotional.
Oh, good. Then perhaps we have struck a chord.
Yes.
That's what you want. You want that passion. You want that vibration. You want to understand that excitement, what you translate as that feeling, that love, that passion, is the vibration of your true natural self in the way you are actually created. That's why it's always the beacon to move towards. You're actually moving toward yourself and more and more and more of yourself every time you are willing to take a step toward your excitement by acting on the situation that contains the most of it without cluttering it up with other things that actually are not a part of that excitement. But if those things come up, you don't deny them, you recognize they're there for a reason. And the reason they're there is for you to understand what information they have for you by processing them that will tell you more about who you are, so that in learning more of who you are, you can continue to act more and more and more every day, every moment, on more of your excitement. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
As a process, as an idea, as a mechanism. I guarantee to all of you, this is how life works and how it will become an ecstatic explosion of excitement and synchronicity. The more that you trust it, the more that you live it, you will see that it is so. It will prove itself to you. But you have to take the first step. And remember, it is believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing. You understand?
Yes.
And the belief does not have to be foundationless. You will understand that what we are talking about here is simply pure physics. What you put out is what you get back. The more you demonstrate in your behavior to the universe that you're willing to believe that what excites you the most is what you're all about by your actions, the more the universe will reflect more of that back to you. But here's the polarized aspect of it. When you start acting on your joy, don't assume with expectation that you must see things outside of you change. They can and often will, and often very rapidly. When you change your vibration, the outside will often change. However, if it doesn't immediately do so, don't assume you've done something wrong. Don't assume that you are not seeing a representation of your excitement. Understand, every single thing in physical reality, every single situation and circumstance serves double duty. They're all neutral props. They have no built-in meaning. So when you know you're following your joy, you might still see the very same scenario all around you manifesting. The difference that lets you know there's a difference is that you respond differently to it than you did before. Not that it looks different, it's that you act differently toward it than you did before. That's what lets you know your reality has actually changed, because no matter what it looks like, you're now only going to get a positive effect out of it. No matter what anyone else's intention in that scenario may be toward you, the only effect you will get is the meaning you've given it, even if it looks the same as it did a moment ago. Is all of this making some coherent sense to you?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Then I thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, precies, precies. Dank je wel, kerel. Dank je wel, precies. Van binnen ben ik warm. Zo. En ik kom bij zo'n zo. Dit is. Zo. Thank you.